This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended a major public function at Dand Bose in Rairangpur, Odisha, marking 2 years of the state government. On the occasion, development projects worth over 47,600 crore rupees were inaugurated, dedicated, and their foundation stones laid for the people of Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his heartfelt congratulations and best wishes to President Draupadi Murmu on her birthday. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that a daughter of Odisha has reached the highest constitutional office in the country and is guiding the nation, which is a matter of immense pride for the people of the state. He said President Murmu has not only brought glory to Mayurbhanj, but has also strengthened Odisha's identity across the country.
मैं राष्ट्रपति द्रौपदी मुर्मू जी को जन्मदिन की हार्दिक बधाई और शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। मैं उनके दीर्घायु होने और उत्तम स्वास्थ्य की कामना करता हूं। जगन्नाथ जी भगवान के श्री चरणों में प्रार्थना करता हूं। उड़ीसा की बेटी आज देश के इतने बड़े पद पर पहुंची है, हमारा मार्गदर्शन कर रही है, ये हम सभी के लिए बहुत गौरव की बात है। राष्ट्रपति जी का व्यक्तित्व, उनका उदार और सरदय स्वभाव, राष्ट्र और समाज की सेवा के लिए उनका अटल समर्पण, उन्होंने मयूरभंज ही नहीं पूरे उड़ीसा की पहचान सशक्त की है।
The government has banned the manufacture, sale and distribution of 16 fixed-dose combination drugs for human use with immediate effect. The move follows a Supreme Court-directed review by an expert committee set up by the Drugs Technical Advisory Board, which found the drug combinations lack therapeutic justification and could pose health risks. The banned products include certain dermatological pain relief and antibiotic-based medicines. The National Testing Agency, NTA, is conducting a nationwide mock drill as part of preparations for the NEET UG 2026 re-examination, which will be held tomorrow. The exercise, which began at 9 a.m., will continue through the day. More than 2.5 lakh security personnel are participating in the drill, being carried out across examination centres nationwide. In Delhi, a mock drill was conducted at examination centres in the Delhi-Kant area and Ashok Vihar Phase 2. This exercise is being conducted to ensure the smooth, secure and transparent conduct of the examination. The NTA said that the exam will be conducted across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad for over 22.7 lakh candidates. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated the government's commitment to national security and effective border management, stating that efforts to curb illegal infiltration would continue with determination. Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has witnessed significant progress over the past 12 years in the fields of development, cultural rejuvenation, national security and global recognition. He said these years would be remembered as a period of transformative growth in the country's history. Addressing a public gathering after inaugurating the Sri Ambabai Temple development project in Kolhapur worth over 1,445 crore rupees, Mr. Shah said that the development project will transform the temple precinct into a modern pilgrimage destination while preserving its historical, cultural and spiritual heritage. International Yoga Day 2026 will be celebrated globally tomorrow. This year marks the 12th International Day of Yoga with the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging, which emphasizes the importance of yoga for all ages. As part of the celebrations, the Ministry of Culture will organize special International Day of Yoga events at 100 iconic locations across the country, bringing together India's rich cultural heritage and yoga traditions. Brazil recorded their first win of the FIFA World Cup with a comfortable 3-0 victory over Haiti at the Philadelphia Stadium today. Matheus Cunha starred for the five-time world champions, scoring twice in the first half. Vinicius Junior added a third goal before the break to give Brazil a commanding lead. The score remained unchanged in the second half as Brazil controlled the match and secured all 3 points. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall conditions over Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.